Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Marvelous and Ridiculous Podcast Show, the only podcast where I talk about everything nerdy, goofy, and everything that has to do with pop culture, and I have just one rule, no politics. So, my name is Kenny Kelly. Of course, I am the host of the Marvelous and Ridiculous Podcast, or MARP, if you will, and I'm going to talk to you guys about the hit series that's on Disney Plus right now. It is Loki. It's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And let me just say, this show has been hitting us with all sorts of new characters, kind of like going forward with the whole multiverse thing. And, you know, watching the show, I realized that it's all connected. It's all connected to not only WandaVision, but it's connected to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. And it's also connected to Spider-Man No Way Home, which we don't have a trailer for yet. I mean, come on, Marvel, you gotta get on this. I wanna see Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man again. Like, goddamn. But anyways, let me just say that the last episode of Loki, shit just got interesting. And I am here to break it down all for you. But I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of a warning, though. There will be spoilers for episode 4. So if you have not seen episode 4, turn this podcast off right now or pause the podcast if you want to. Go watch it. And then after that, you can come back here and you can hear my thoughts. But anyways, I'm just going to go ahead and explain the episode a little bit and just tell y'all what I thought about it. So in the episode, Loki and Sylvie get back from, I think it was called Venendis 1 or whatever. I know that they weren't on Vormir, although it looks like it was Vormir. But anyways, they get rescued again by the Timekeepers, or no, not the Timekeepers, the Time Variance Authority, also known as the TVA. And then, well, they don't really get rescued, but they more or less get captured. And something's fishy about these guys. These guys are very sus, you know? I mean, we don't know who vented, but we already know that the Time Variance Authority is pretty sus. I mean, the only characters that are even, like, relevant or even, like, cool on the show is Owen Wilson, and he plays Mobius. But anyways, so in the episode, Mobius tries to talk with Loki and see, you know, if this was, like, just all, like, a big trick or a big lie, because Loki in the comics, he is the god of mischief, and, you know, he's just absolutely incredible. He's one of my favorite Marvel villains, but anyways, I'm kind of rambling on. Let's just get right to it. Yeah, sorry about this. But anyways, and then further on in the episode, he gets kind of like caught in like a time loop because like Mobius kind of sends him to timeout. So the timeout area is basically where if someone like says like a lie, they'll be caught in like a time loop. And I guess like for this time loop, it was Lady Sif from Thor the Dark World, and he's and like they just fight for a little bit, and then eventually Mobius is like, hey, I forgive you, and then you can come back. And so, but then we find out that Sylvie is a variant of Loki as well, but that was in a past episode. But in the last episode, episode 3, Loki tells, you know, or no, Sylvie tells Loki, I mean, they're basically both Loki, but anyways, Sylvie tells Loki that the Time Variance Authority, they're all variants. That means that they're different versions of themselves from, like, different, lives, you know, they're, like, they weren't created by the Time Variance Authority, because, like, that's all what they all thought, but they had a past life. It's kind of like with us humans, we had a past life. And this has got me to believe that, like, the existence of a multiverse or, like, time travel, too, because I heavily believe that there is a multiverse out there, or that there is such thing as time travel. Because, like, if there's, like, different variants of, like, the superhero guys, then there must be, like, different variants of us. Because, like, hey, could you imagine, you know, a Kenny Kelly that is skinny? But anyways, I thought that this episode was great. We got to see the Timekeepers for the first time, but there was also a really cool fight sequence between both Sylvie, Loki, and Ravonna, and the rest of the other people from the Time Variance Authority. They all have like a little cool battle for a little bit, and then I don't know if it was Sylvie or Loki, but one of them throws like a knife at the Time Variance, no, the Timekeepers, and then after that, you see that they're just animatronics. They're like androids. And so Sylvie was sent from her timeline to kill the timekeepers. But the thing is that they're not real. If they're not real, then who's behind the Time Variance Authority? Who's behind the TVA? But my prediction is this, is that the Time Variance Authority isn't real, and that this is going to set up Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, because that is a confirmed movie for 2022, and it's supposed to set up the main villain, Kang the Conqueror. Now, in the comics, Kang the Conqueror, he has to do a lot with time travel and stuff. So, basically, who Kang is. Kang is this celestial being, I believe. And I'll confess, I haven't read the comics. I just know my sources. So, and plus, I've seen a lot of TikToks who explain who the villains are. So, but anyways, Kang the Conqueror is someone that you do not want to mess with. He goes to different timelines, grabs different worlds, and then sets them in his own world. So, like, he kind of takes different chunks of different places and puts them with other places. And he makes his own little, like, Chronopolis. That's what he calls it, a Chronopolis. And he's this, like, super big being. He's kind of like a giant, like, a 15-foot monster or whatever. Like, he's kind of like the same size as Andre the Giant, basically. He's tall. He's a tall motherfucker. But anyways, this episode has gotten me freaked the hell out, because I am just so excited with how this is going. I love how Marvel always has to connect everything. It's like a puzzle. You know, everyone loves a good jigsaw puzzle, and Marvel is like the biggest puzzle you could ever build in your entire life, because Marvel has to be like one of the most successful, you know, companies out there that make like really good superhero movies and shows. I mean, I wouldn't say shows, because, you know, with the whole Netflix shows, but anyways, just seeing the show Loki has made me like, wow, this is gonna, you know, bring a lot of more stuff into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then at the end of the show, or at the end of episode 4, there's only 2 episodes left, so I'm very excited for next Wednesday. But at the end of episode 4, you see these different Lokis, because Loki eventually, you know, disappears because of Ravonna. She's kind of like Kang's, you know, wife. But, so Ravonna kind of sends Loki to like a different, time and place. And, she sends him to like this apocalypse place where like the Avengers lose the battle in 2012 and like they lose to the Chitauri. And she sends him there. So Loki looks up, he's like, am I in hell? And then the guy goes, no, but you're coming with us. And then, so then the camera points at all of these different variant Lokis. You have one from that looks exactly accurate to the comics. You have one that looks like a cross between Thor and Blade. And then you have another one that just is like a kid Thor in a way. And then you see Crocodile Loki. Like, is that a crocodile or is that an alligator? I don't know, like, my reptile beans or whatever. Like, I don't know what the difference is between an alligator and a crocodile, but anyways, you have a crocodile Loki, which means that, oh man, there's gonna be one hell of a multiverse out there if there's a crocodile Loki. But back to what I was saying before, how this is all connected with all the other shows, like WandaVision. In WandaVision, Wanda, she, has the Darkhold, and she's trying to get into contact with her sons, because at the end of the series, she loses her kids because, you know, she created them and just, like, on, like, a memory, because, like, all of it was just based on Wanda's vision. See, that was kind of like a punchline from the show, but that's basically just her self-conscious telling her, like, hey, you don't have kids, it's time for you to move on from that, time to let go. But she doesn't want to let go. She wants to find out if there is another reality where she actually does have kids. So that's where it's all connected to, not only Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, but it's also connected to Loki, and it's connected to Spider-Man and vice versa. And if you guys have watched all of the Marvel movies like I have, you know that time works differently in different areas. Like, like in the movie Avengers Endgame, where Scott Lang comes to Captain America and Black Widow, he says time works differently in the quantum realm. And like 5 years in the quantum realm is 5 hours. So who knows how long Loki and Sylvie have been at the Time Variance Authority, because like, what if, you know, it's like time works differently over there. I know that I'm basing this all on a what if, but what if it could be true? You know, like, what if the Time Variance Authority is actually in the quantum realm? Because if you remember in Ant-Man and the Wasp, when they're trying to save Michelle Pfeiffer, that's Hulk's mother in the show, in actually the movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, but when they try and save Michelle Pfeiffer, sorry, my cat is scratching on stuff and he's being an asshole. No, he's fine. But anyways, they try and save her, but then you see this tiny little town or like area, it kind of looks like it's surrounded by a giant bubble. So I'm guessing that that's where the Time Variance Authority is, and that I'm just so, you know, I got so many theories right now, because like they say that Ant-Man's quote is like literally playing in my head on repeat. Time works differently in the quantum realm. But just like, how long have they been in there for? Like, can the Time Variance Authority manipulate time? Or just like, what? Because like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, this is some absolute crazy ass shit, you know? And like, just like me being like super excited for how the show ends, I kind of don't want the show to end, because I know that the show will end, but I don't want it to end, because it's gonna continuously tell us more about the multiverse, and it's gonna connect us more to it. But my prediction is this, for episode 5 of Loki, is that at episode 5, all of the Lokis are gonna team up. So you'll have 6 Lokis running around, causing a muck. A muck, a muck, a muck, a muck. That's a little Hocus Pocus reference right there. But anyways, all 6 of those Lokis are going to take down the Time Variance Authority, and they're going to find out who's behind it, and then they're going to kill them. And then they're going to hopefully bring back Mobius. Come on, Mobius. I'm going to laugh my ass off if when Mobius finds out that like he's a variant, and you see all of these different variants, like you see the variant of him from Night at the Museum, and you see a variant of him as Lightning McQueen, I will literally flip my shit if I see Lightning McQueen as an Owen Wilson variant in the fucking show. I will literally flip my lid. But but anyways, Loki is such a good show. If you guys have not seen it, I highly recommend it. It is so good. Even if you're not a Marvel fan. Even if you're not a Marvel fan, it is still, like, really, really good. And it just tells you a lot about, like, a multiverse and just, like, time travel. But let me see. I kind of wanted to break down the different shows, or not, not the different shows, but kind of like the future movies that have to do with the multiverse. And I want to start off with Spider-Man No Way Home. And everyone's been, you know, saying like, oh, the trailer's going to release soon, or like, oh, the trailer's going to release at this time of day. I'm just like, come on, can you at least release the goddamn trailer already? Like, come on, I want to hear what y'all gotta say, or I want to see Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man again. So basically my prediction is that, you know, all of this, all of what's happening right now in Loki is somehow is going to connect to Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and WandaVision, even though they already are. But with Spider-Man No Way Home, they're saying that Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland are all going to be in it. And I am going to be super excited for that, because Tobey Maguire is the OG Spider-Man. He's one of my favorite Spider-Men. He is probably one of the best Spider-Men, in my opinion. And if I see him, then, you know, that's like, that movie is on top of my list of favorite Marvel movies. Right now, on top of my list of my favorite Marvel movies is Avengers Endgame. But if I see Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man in this one, then that's going to be on top of my list. Because for Spider-Man No Way Home, they're bringing back Alfred Molina. He was the original Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2 in 2004. And they're bringing back J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson from not only Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, and Spider-Man 3. They're bringing back Jamie Foxx as Electro from The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield. And they just have like so many castings that are coming back. And there's like a rumor going around saying that Willem Dafoe is going to reprise his role as the Green Goblin from the first Spider-Man movie. And they recently just confirmed this by Sony, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is going to have a sequel, and it's going to discover like more of the story of Miles Morales. But what I'm thinking is that that is going to be connected to Spider-Man No Way Home as well, because it's more of a multiverse kind of thing. And so we might get to see like all of the animated Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse into Spider-Man No Way Home. It's a possibility. It's a prediction, but it's probably not going to be a good one because I'm not sure of it. I don't have a source to back it up, so who knows. But all I'm saying is that Spider-Man No Way Home, I've heard that in the movie, Peter Parker, he's supposed to get help not only from Matt Murdock, the guy that plays Daredevil. I forgot who the actor's name is, but I know that the character name is Matt Murdock, and he's Daredevil. And he also gets help from Doctor Strange, and that's where WandaVision comes into play, because WandaVision connects with not only Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, but it also connects with, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home, because Wanda fucked all this up. And, you know, Loki was kind of like part of it as well, but it wasn't his fault. So, if anything, Wanda's to blame for all of this. But anyways, I'm just really excited for Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm thinking that it's going to be one hell of a blockbuster, and that it's going to make a ton of money in the box office and hopefully surpass Avatar, because Avatar, in my opinion, is not the best movie. But, I mean, no, I can't really judge a book by its cover because I haven't seen it. But Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, oh my god. They're saying that it's going to be kind of like a horror movie kind of vibe to it. So, I'm not a big fan of horror movies, but, you know, I love Marvel more than horror movies. But if it's Marvel, I have to see it, you know. I didn't see the New Mutants one because I didn't know what to think of it. Because, like, you know, with the whole X-Men thing. But, so, with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, they kind of, like, dig deep into the multiverse themselves. And, like, Doctor Strange tries to stop Wanda from causing all of this other shit to happen with the multiverse. And, you know, like I said before, all of it, it's all connected. So, who knows what might happen. Wanda might kill, like, a side character. Like, they might kill Wong. I'm not sure. But all I know is that Wanda is badass. Like, she could take on Thanos alone and just, like, kill him like that. So, I'm petrified of what Wanda could actually do, because she is so strong. And I don't think that Doctor Strange could do this alone. So, who knows what might happen. And, you know, if it's like a horror movie vibe, then so be it. You know, I'll go. I'll go and see it. You know, I'm not a really big fan of horror, but, you know, I'll still go see it. But I think that's all for right now. I thought I would just tell you guys about my opinion about the multiverse and just my predictions on the show Loki. Make sure on all sorts of sources, wherever you're hearing this podcast. And so I'm going to go. I hope that you guys have a very, very awesome day, and I hope to see you guys real soon. Have a good day, guys.